Hi, you're listening to WMFO. You're listening to Naive Melodies on WMFO Medford, 91.5 Tufts University Freeform Radio. I'm your host for the next hour. I'm Lucy Moman, and let's get right into it. This first song is Tin Birds by Blink Dogs. So that was Tin Birds by Blink Dogs. Really great song, and yeah, I've been meaning to play that one on air for a while, and I finally got a chance to. Okay, so this next song has some of the darkest but most like funny lyrics I've ever heard. It's Little Dead Bodies by Algebra Suicide. Just really humorous, all about death, so I hope everyone enjoys.
Right you are, dear Paul, that we hear of famous people's deaths while on vacation. Perhaps it's so their funerals are not too crowded, with their loyal fans being out of town and all. Those celebrities are pretty clever. Someone dies every 8 seconds just to keep things even. It makes me feel shortchanged when I read the obituary page. Someone's holding back information. It also prompts me to flip through the telephone directory and sleepless nights, saying over and over and over again. Yep, you're all going, every last one of you. Wow, heaven must be a big place. I don't know too many dead people, but folks tell me I'm young. When my grandfather died, he was laid out in the Bub funeral home, and I was secretly glad Mr. Bub didn't change his name to something more romantic when he went into business. I just wish it was less memorable. My high school locker partner Ned worked part-time for a mortician. Imagine dressing dead people, straightening their ties and fluffing up their hair so you can afford to take a girl out to the movies on Saturday night. Well, that's love. That's adolescent desperation. I would have been honored to have Ned take me to the movies and let him buy me popcorn. Instead, I went out with a boy who died. The hardest part was knowing that his body didn't just disappear on the bed the moment he left. I think that's what keeps me off of suicide. The idea that there's something left for someone else to clean up. How rude and inconsiderate. It's a pain to take out the weekly trash, let alone figure out what to do with over 100 pounds of flesh that's about to go bad. Be even worse in India, where there's a religious cult which believes you shouldn't desecrate any of the elements with the dead. They can't be buried or burned. They can't be cast out to sea. So they're taken to the top of the Tower of Silence, where they become the vultures. While taking a shower, as if I moved to Antarctica, leaving no forwarding address.
So that was Little Dead Bodies by Algerous Suicide. This next one is by Strawberry Switchblade. It's called Trees and Flowers, and there's a lot of reasons I really love this song. One thing is I think the lyrics are also really hilarious. The lead singer had agoraphobia, and instead of saying, like, it's such a funny, like, take on it all, in my opinion. She basically just sings, like, I hate the trees, I hate the flowers, I hate everything about that. And I just think that's, like, really just a funny take on it. So, yeah, let's go ahead and play that, and I hope everyone enjoys.
Thank you.
So yeah, that was Trees and Flowers by Strawberry Switchblade. They released that one on like their biggest album, but this was actually a demo version, which I think I personally prefer it. So yeah, and this next song is one that my good friend Rowan from back home in Orange County played for me when I was a senior in high school on my 18th birthday. It's there's no lyrics. I just think it's a really, really great song. It's called The Contender by Menahan Street Band. So here we go. So that was The Contender by Menahan Street Band, and thank you so much to Rowan for showing me that one. And yeah, so this next song is a New Order song, one of my favorite bands of all time. Actually, I have a poster of them in my dorm room. And yeah, this is Leave Me Alone by New Order. Thank you. And now here comes my favorite part of the show where I try to navigate playing a PSA. So let me give this my best shot and see how it goes.
World Wildlife Fund, working around the world to build a future where people live in harmony with nature. For more than 40 years, World Wildlife Fund has achieved lasting conservation results by working with local governments, communities, businesses, and scientists to save wildlife and wild places. Help us save the world's most endangered animals and places. Go to World Wildlife.
So there you have it, folks. Thank you so much to the Ad Council for that one. And this next song is The New Stone Age by OMD, but it's actually the live version. I think the live version is really fun to listen to. My older brother and I like stumbled upon this not that long ago. It doesn't have that many views, and it's super, super fun, and he is really intense during it. So let's go ahead and play that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a 1981 recording of a live show from OMD, The New Stone Age. Really great song. And this next song, my friends and I went to the Fells this weekend for our one day of spring break, and yeah, played this song along the way, and here we go. It's really good.
I really wanna know you.
So I told you that song was good, but I didn't tell you who it was by. It's George Harrison, My Sweet Lord. And yeah, it's just really nice. And this next one is actually kind of polarizing. I know some people who love this song, some people who hate this song. I happen to love this song, so I'm going to play it. It's Girlpool, Before the World Was Big. And yeah, maybe you guys will like it too. So I hope you guys enjoyed that one. I hope I was able to sway you over to the, you know, loving that song category. And if you didn't, I guess you could send me an email and I'll make a note of it that you do not like that song. And this next song is Shabbat Shalom by Devendra Bonhart. But before I play the next song, I want to give a shout out to my grandmother, Gramsy. As always, thank you so much. And also thank you for the Easter candy. She sent me some Easter candy and I have been really enjoying that. So much love to you, Gramsy. And here's the next song.
Our story begins on a Sunday afternoon, just between Halfway Tree and Spanish Town, where a young boy, not yet the cock of the walk he would soon become, was lying on the grass and taking in the sweet and sensuous scent of hibiscus that languidly lilted along the summer breeze. It was at this precise moment that he saw her. Her walk was soft and delicate with a thaumaturgical touch that only a rabbi's daughter could have. Before their eyes had even met, her luminous lips had already lured him in. Salvation winked with the promise of a bris held at pinnacle, and a congregation of sages bunny hopping and chicken dancing to Yiddish Minto. Then their eyes linked, an eon blinked, Amharic vows were scried upon their hearts. Just to think, this could all be with a phrenectomy and a few words of love.
My Shabbat Shalom. I swear I will. You're book of Job. She wants to know who wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. Well, I did, I did. Fire in the deep end of my heart, giving me the heebie-jeebies. You see, I know the land of wooden waters, merely fodder for love's slaughter. And darling, I've watched you cakewalk to the Immaculate Conception for far too long.
So yeah, that was Shabop Shalom by Devendra Bonhart. And yeah, this next song is by a band from Massachusetts. It's Galaxy 500, and this is their song Strange. And yeah, I hope that everyone enjoys.
We'll be right back.
So that was Strange by Galaxy 500. And this next song is by A Flock of Seagulls. It's called Wishing If I Had a Photograph of You. And it makes me think of my older brother because I remember when I was a kid, my dad took my older brother and I to this one music store in Oregon where my dad lives. And my brother bought this this album that Wishing is off of. And yeah, it just reminds me of that moment. And then going to this park I really love right next to the store right after. So just a really happy memory for me. And yeah, let's go ahead and play that.
Thank you.
So that was Wishing by A Flock of Seagulls. And yeah, it just reminds me of a really happy memory. Reminds me of my older brother and the rest of my family. My entire family is just like really music oriented. And like my mom just always plays something in the house and just is always dancing to it. And my dad, when we were kids, always said to us, like, you know, Jack, which is my older brother, Jack, Lucy, I won't always buy you, you know, toys and stuff when you ask, but I'll always buy you books and music whenever you want. So this was an album my dad brought for my brother when we were kids. And yeah, this next song is Seen and Not Seen by the Remaining Light album by the Talking Heads. And yeah, let's get to that.
Faces in movies, on TV, in magazines, and in books. He thought that some of these faces might be right for him, and that through the years, by keeping an ideal facial structure fixed in his mind, or somewhere in the back of his mind, that he might, by force of will, cause his face to approach those of his ideal. The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually his face would change its shape. A more hooked nose. Wider, thinner lips. Beady eyes. A larger forehead. This was an ability he shared with most other people. They had also molded their faces according to some ideal. Maybe they imagined their new face would better suit their personality. Or maybe they imagined that their personality would be forced to change to fit the new appearance. They may have arrived in an appearance that bears no relationship to them. They may have picked an ideal appearance based on some childish whim or momentary impulse. Some may have gotten halfway there and then changed their mind. If he too might have made a similar mistake.
So that was Seen and Not Seen by the Talking Heads. And this song, this next song is one that my grandma just asked me to play. I've never heard it before, but who am I to refuse playing something for my grandma? So this one's for you, Grams. It's With You by Valerie June. Thank you. So yeah, and that's the end of my show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And yeah, thank you so much for, you know, choosing to listen to my show. And yeah, this has been Naive Melodies with Lucy Melman on WMFO 91.5 Medford, Tufts University Freeform Radio. Hope everyone else has a really, really great, you know, rest of their week, a great Tuesday, a great year, you know, just a really great life, I guess. It's a high ambition, but, you know, I think everyone can do it. So here we go. And yeah, thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Kiss your